今天咱们听到的是来自于 Ingram 同学推荐的这一首美美的 Enchanted。 嘿，各位好，这里是可可听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 不要问我爱你有多深，我真的说不出来，我只知道你已经成为我生活中的一种习惯，不可或缺的习惯。每天我可以不吃饭不睡觉，却无法不想你。Don't ask me how much I love you, cause I don't really know. The only thing I know is that you have already become part of my life. You have become one of my habits, an indispensable habit. Every day I don't have to eat, I don't have to sleep, but I have to think of you.The playful conversation starts, counter all. 好，接下来咱们就一起去把这首《爱情魔咒》完整的听一遍吧。There I was again tonight, forcing laughter, faking smiles, same old tired, lonely place. Walls of insincerity, shifting eyes and vacancy, vanished when I saw your face. All I can say is it was enchanting to meet you.Whispered, have we met? Across the room, your silhouette starts to make its way to me. The playful conversation starts, counter all your quick remarks, like passing notes in secrecy. And it was enchanting to me. 业之后欢迎回来。Enchanted, it's a very creatively and beautifully written song. My dear Ingram, thank you so much for recommending it to us. And for the rest of you, if you like it, you can use the link down below and download the song from my NetDisc. Now, it's time for us to try to take something away from the song. Today we're going to look at two English words from the lyrics. 好，接下来的话咱们来看看这首歌，咱们可以从里面学会哪几个单词的用法。第一个是非常简单的 wall 这个单词 W-A-L-L wall， 注意一下我又要老生常谈了。关于这个 L 的发音呢，它在单词中间或者结尾的时候啊，它只需要做一个了的嘴型就好，不要了出来，就是一个哦哦。所以这个墙壁的单词它是哦，然后加上一个了了哦 wall wall。如果我了出来的话，就变成了 wall wall。但是呢，如果我不了出来，就变成了 wall wall。最后结尾的动作是你的舌尖顶在你的上齿后面一点，上颚。前端 wall 是把整个口腔围起来的 wall wall 做了一个了的口型。好，讲太多了 wall wall。 关于这个单词非常基本，对不对？非常基础的一个词汇啊，表示墙壁，对吧？今天呢咱们要看的是几个跟它相关的短语。第一个，到墙上去，被逼上墙了， up the wall up the wall up the wall， 注意一下这个 up， 这个 p 音啊，它可以被弱化掉。up the wall， up the wall， 这个短语它是表示被逼上墙了，就是什么发狂愤怒。比如说啊、那个噪音让我都快疯了。That noise is driving me up the wall， driving me up the wall， 其实我都爬到墙上去了，让我都快疯了。炎热快把我都弄疯了。 The heat is driving me up the wall， 同样的意思啊。哎呀，我不能够晚，否则的话我的爸爸会发狂的，或者会发脾气的。 I mustn't be late or dad will go up the wall， 注意一下 up the wall， 发狂愤怒。看第二个跟 wall 相关的短语， go to the wall go to the wall go to the wall， 跟前面第一个有点类似啊，但是这个地方呢 go to the wall 它不是上墙了，它只是说走向墙壁。什么意思呢？表示陷于绝境或者走投无路失败， go to the wall。 比如说现如今甚至有些大公司也是濒临破产或者走投无路了。 Even quite big companies are going to the wall these days。Two phrases now. The first one is up the wall. The second, go to the wall. Please try to remember what they mean. Now let's move on to the third one. Off the wall. Off the wall. 远离墙壁。Off the wall. 那这个单词组呢，它是表示奇妙的，有点出格的。例如，奇妙的想法或者出格的想法。Off the wall ideas. Off the wall ideas. 再说一下哦，说到想法主义这个单词，不要说是 idea 哦，它没有那个儿化音，它是 idea ideas. Off the wall ideas. 他有些想法真的是十分新奇，十分出格的。Some of his ideas are really off the wall. 三个了，三个短语了。好，以上就是关于 wall 咱们可以学习到的几个可能平时不常见的一些短语呀。 Up the wall, go to the wall, off the wall。 好，现在我们看一下歌词里面出现过的另外一个单词，也是这首歌里面整个一个主题呀。 Enchant, 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 E-N-C-H-A-N-T, enchant，它是一个动词，表示使得入迷，使陶醉，使狂喜。 比如说这个男生与这个女生久别重逢，他欣喜不已。He was enchanted to see her again after so long. 下一句， Linda 非常喜欢那座房子。Linda was enchanted by the house. 注意一下哦。Be enchanted to do something. Be enchanted by something. 下一个，不要指望小孩子们像你一样为那种景色所陶醉。Don't expect young children to be as enchanted with the scenery as you are. They're too young. They don't understand what scenery it is. Don't expect young children to be as enchanted with the scenery as you are. Be enchanted with something. 不同的搭配啊，后面这个介词。下一句，这美妙的音乐使我心醉，使我特别陶醉。I was enchanted with the sweet music. 美妙的音乐 ,sweet music. 她是个非常讨人喜欢的孩子。She's an absolutely enchanting child. Enchanting, 形容词，讨人喜欢的。整体的效果啊，非常让人赏心悦目。The overall effect is enchanting. The overall effect is enchanting. 整体的效果是让人赏心悦目的。好，以上就是 enchant 几个令人陶醉的、使入迷的、使狂喜的这样的意思。那 enchant 还有另外一个非常有趣的意思，它是表示对什么什么施魔法，使得着魔。比如说，亚瑟王将他的财宝藏在这个地方，然后梅林呢，对这个洞穴施了魔法，这样的话，就不会有人找到这些财宝了。King Arthur hid his treasures here, and Merlin enchanted the cave so that nobody should ever find them.以上就是今天节目的所有内容了，再次感谢我们的 Ingram 同学推荐这一首 Enchanted。 那今天就跟大家聊到这儿，爱你们，感谢您的收听和陪伴，咱们下期见。